Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
2 weeks ago, libraries across the nation participated in National Library Week, largely sponsored by the American Library Association, or ALA. Once storehouses of literature and knowledge due to the influence of organizations such as ALA, libraries have too often become pushers of the radical leftist agenda. Instead of promoting healthy and age-appropriate books for children and teens, the ALA encourages activities such as drag queen story hours in public libraries, defends offensive and inappropriate books being available even in children's and youth sections of libraries, and champions diversity, equity, and inclusion. If you walk through the children's section of your local library, you will most likely find LGBTQ+ picture books like ABC Pride, an alphabet book that begins the alphabet with A is for acceptance, or Family is Family, a story about a baby chick with two moms, or Born Ready, a story about a transgender boy. But it doesn't stop in the picture book section. In the adolescent section, you will find chapter books about queer, non-binary, transgender, and gay children. Then as you move into the young adult section, you will find more of the same themes, except now the content will often be luridly descriptive. Sadly, the YA sections of libraries contain countless books with sexually explicit themes and descriptions. Instead of seeking to protect children from offensive content, ALA loudly supports these books and grants libraries money to incorporate them into their collections. ALA kicked off the National Library Week with the Right to Read Day. Although the name sounds innocent enough, what ALA means by right to read is that anyone who wants to should have access to explicit books at public libraries, even children. To boost the celebrations for Right to Read Day, ALA published its State of America's Libraries report, which includes a list of the top 10 most challenged books of 2024. According to ALA, every book on the list has been flagged for sexually explicit content, 7 have been flagged for LGBTQIA+ content, 4 have been flagged for rape, and 2 have been flagged for profanity and drugs. All of these explicit books are shelved in the YA sections of libraries, which means they are geared for teen readers. Once again, ALA proudly supports these explicit books in children's sections and encourages readers to check them out to make sure they stay in circulation. The director of ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom claims that the groups who oppose these offensive books are, quote, targeting books about LGBTQIA+ people and people of color, end quote. While family-friendly groups certainly oppose these books because of their LGBTQ+ agenda, according to the reasons provided on ALA's website, not a single book was flagged because of the color of the book's author or characters. The claim that these books are being censored for racial reasons is simply bogus. In response to ALA's increased radicalism, some, maybe even many libraries, have chosen to break ties with ALA. As part of the Trump administration's major cutbacks in government agencies, in the last couple of weeks, the National Endowment for the Humanities has terminated over half of its staff and over 1,000 grants to organizations such as the Institution of Museum and Library Services, the Association of Research Librarians, and ALA. As the Trump administration recognizes, many of these organizations have sacrificed true work in the humanities, like promoting high-quality literature and art, for the promotion of woke ideologies and explicit content in every area of the arts. Sadly, libraries are no longer the safe places they once were for families and children, but concerned Wisconsin citizens really can make a difference. Voicing concerns to library staff and sharing concerns with fellow library users is very important. Beyond that, every public library in our state has a board of trustees that includes appointed citizens. Right now, after this spring's election, is a great time to find out the process in your municipality and request to be considered for an appointment to your local library board. Your voice matters and really can make a difference. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.